Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine, October 2025. Let's get started with the first article. Real Simple, Smart Ideas to Steal, from the Real Simple Home. You flipped the issue over. Yay! Now let's take a closer look at some of our designers' coolest trends and projects by Hannah Baker and Erica Lee Finnemore. Get out your measuring tape and warm up your glue gun. Inside, you'll find a few super easy DIYs and loads of inspo. Decorating. Embrace anything with curves. Candace Griffin's kids' room, and honestly nearly every room in the home, proves that wavy lines are making a splash right now. Candace Floor Mirror, $828, Anthropologie.com. Spiral Table Lamp, $128, GetYourDupe.com, and that's GetYourDupe.com. Kara Sofa, from $3,698. LuluandGeorgia.com, and that's LULU and Georgia, GEORGIA.com. Fitz Rose Velvet, Swivel Chair, $1,199, CB2.com. Aria Short Squiggle Dresser, $1,199, UrbanOutfitters.com. Look back to the past. Everything old is new again. This trend is seen all over the home, but it's especially apparent in Jason Saff's living area. In this open space, we spy the return of at least five retro styles. Hey, 70s. He brought in soft shearling and luxe velvet, stone furniture, shiny metallic sideboards, grand brass chandeliers, and curvy swivel chairs. I'm a believer that beautiful and well-crafted things will always come back in style, Jason says. Whether it's clothing, furnishings, or food, looking back helps you move forward to something new and gorgeous. Try a fun color combo. Mustard plus burgundy, inspired by Alexandra Gator's Den. Essential footed bowl, from $30. HawkinsNewYork.com. Graham Velvet Floor Lamp, $329. TOVFurniture.com. Monty Dining Chair, $499. CB2.com. Essential Gingham Pillow, $78. HawkinsNewYork.com. Navy plus Moss, inspired by Mandy Chang's Study. Sadie Sconce, from $349. Rejuvenation.com. Silas Bookshelf, $429. UrbanOutfitters.com. Loops Rug, from $1,145. NordicKnots.com. Willow Tree Pillow Cover, $160. ChloeAndOlive.com. Sky Blue plus Camel, inspired by Alvin Wayne's Bedroom. Bistro Side Table, $249. SerenaAndLily.com. A Tall Rectangular Mirror, from $279. BallardDesigns.com. Lento Leather Lounge Chair, $449. Article.com. Ardonis Velvet Sofa, $1,999. CB2.com. Organizing. Set your pantry up for success. Use organizers. Tyler Moore, aka Tidy Dad, wasn't afraid to call in reinforcements. He added acrylic containers, a riser, and baskets to maximize space and create order. Just come up with a plan before you go shopping. And hang some of them. By putting self-adhesive containers along the inside of the pantry door, he found storage space in an area that typically goes to waste. Each container holds a specific treat: granola bars, sandwich crackers, jerky, etc. Keep things visible. You can't use what you can't see, Tyler warns. It's all about accessibility, visibility, and making routines as smooth as possible. DIYing. Try something slightly crafty. Pleated lampshade. Transform a plain lampshade with about a yard of fabric and some hot glue. It's a go-to trick for Valeria Jacobs, who shares the steps. Cut your fabric so it's taller than your shade, wrapping it around the rims slightly. Fold pleats all around the top, securing each with a dot of glue as you go. Then do the same around the bottom. If you want, add a narrow strip of fabric along the top and bottom, like a hem. Fabric-covered picture frame. Start with an inexpensive picture frame and end with a bespoke one. Take a cue from Drew Michael Scott and use spray adhesive to affix fabric to the front of a frame. Add hot glue along the sides and back, and tuck the corners like you're wrapping a present. Then wrap the mat. Cut off the excess and reassemble. It's such a simple way to enhance a photo or print, he says. IKEA built-ins. Who doesn't love a good IKEA hack? Mallory Fletchall recommends Besta cabinets to fake the look of built-ins. To steal her trick, assemble the cabinets, as many as you need to fill a wall, and slide them into place. Then attach molding to the doors with heavy-duty double-sided tape, glue, or a nail gun. Go over the whole thing with a good coat of bonding primer, then paint it your color of choice. Next, pop on a cut-to-size top that spans all the units. Consider marble or wood that's painted to match. Add knobs. Finally, step back and admire your handiwork. That concludes Smart Ideas to Steal. Let's move on to the next article. What to cook? 5 easy dinners. Number 1, ravioli soup with sausage. Active time, 35 minutes. Total time, 35 minutes. Serves, 6. Freezable, big batch, 1 pot. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 pound ground Italian pork sausage. 6 cloves garlic, finely chopped, about 2 tablespoons. 1.5 cups chopped yellow onion from 1 onion. 4 cups lower sodium chicken broth. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 24-ounce jar marinara sauce. 1 9-ounce package refrigerated cheese-filled ravioli, such as Buitoni or Rana. 4 cups packed torn curly kale from 1 bunch. 1/2 cup heavy cream. 1/4 cup chopped fresh basil, plus more for garnish. Heat oil in a large pot over medium-high. Add sausage, cook, breaking it up using a wooden spoon until browned. 5 to 8 minutes. Transfer to a medium bowl using a slotted spoon. Add garlic and onion to pot. Reduce heat to medium and cook, stirring constantly until softened, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in broth, 2 cups water, salt, and marinara sauce. Scraping bottom of pot to release any browned bits. Bring to a boil over medium, cook, stirring occasionally for 5 minutes. Add ravioli, cook, stirring often until tender, about 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add sausage, kale, cream, and basil to pot. Cook, stirring often until kale is wilted and sausage is heated through. About 5 minutes. Garnish with basil. Per serving, 570 calories, 38 grams fat, 14 grams saturated, 108 milligrams cholesterol, 4 grams fiber, 23 grams protein, 34 grams carbs, 1,361 milligrams sodium, and 4 grams added sugar. Recipes by Tricia Manzanera Studeman. Photographs by Morgan Hunt Glaze. Number 2, sun-dried tomato, squash, and spinach frittata. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 55 minutes. Serves, 4. Vegetarian, gluten-free. 2/3 cup sun-dried tomatoes in oil, chopped, plus 2 tablespoons oil from jar, from a 7-ounce jar, divided. 2 cups chopped butternut squash, from a 13-ounce package. 1 1/4 cups thinly sliced red onion from one onion, divided. 2 5-ounce package baby spinach, about 10 cups, divided. 1 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, divided. 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided. 7 large eggs. 3/4 cup, half and half. 1/2 cup crumbled spreadable cheese, such as Boursin. 1 1/2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice from one lemon. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat 1 tablespoon tomato oil in a 10-inch nonstick oven-proof skillet over medium-high. Add squash, reduce heat to medium, and cover. Cook, stirring occasionally until fork tender, 7 to 10 minutes. Add 1 cup onion. Cook, stirring often until starting to soften, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in 1 package spinach. Cook, stirring until wilted, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in tomatoes, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Whisk eggs, half and half and 3/4 teaspoon salt, in a large bowl. Pour mixture into skillet and sprinkle with cheese. Cook over medium until edges are set, about 5 minutes. Transfer to oven and bake until center is just set, 22 to 25 minutes. Whisk lemon juice and remaining 1 tablespoon tomato oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder in a large bowl. Add remaining packaged spinach and 1/4 cup onion. Toss to coat. Slice frittata into wedges and serve with spinach salad. Per serving, 473 calories, 35 grams fat, 15 grams saturated, 378 milligrams cholesterol, 5 grams fiber, 18 grams protein, 22 grams carbs, 922 milligrams sodium, 0 grams added sugar. Number 3, shaved Brussels sprouts salad. Active time 20 minutes, total time 30 minutes, serves 4, quick, no cook, vegan. 1 large shallot, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons honey or maple syrup, 2 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 4 1/2 cups shaved Brussels sprouts from 1 1/4 pound whole Brussels sprouts or 2 12-ounce bags, 1 15.5-ounce canned chickpeas drained and rinsed, 1 8.8-ounce package refrigerated cooked beets such as love beets, cut into 1/2-inch thick wedges, about 1 1/3 cups. 1/3 cup chopped fresh mint, plus more for garnish. 2 cups roughly crushed pita chips from a 16-ounce bag. Finally, chop half of shallot to make 1 tablespoon. Thinly slice the other half to make 1/4 cup sliced shallot. Save any remaining shallot for another use. Whisk oil, vinegar, honey, chopped shallot, and 1 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl. Add Brussels sprouts, chickpeas, beets, mint, sliced shallot, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt to dressing. Toss to coat. Let stand at room temperature for 10 minutes. Stir in pita chips and garnish with mint. Per serving, 437 calories, 22 grams fat, 3 grams saturated, 0 milligrams cholesterol, 10 grams fiber, 12 grams protein, 55 grams carbs, 1,280 milligrams sodium, 9 grams added sugar. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Now let's return to 5 easy dinners. Number 4, spicy shrimp sushi bowls. Active time 30 minutes, total time 45 minutes. Serves 4. Make ahead, gluten-free, dairy-free. 1 1/2 cup sushi rice, 2 tablespoons seasoned rice vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, 1 pound peeled and deveined large shrimp, 1 cup halved and sliced English cucumber from 1 cucumber, 1.5 teaspoon toasted sesame oil, 3.5 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1.5 teaspoons sriracha, 1 0.16 ounce package sea salt roasted seaweed snacks, thinly sliced, 1 medium avocado chopped about 2/3 cup, 1/4 cup pickled red onion from a 16 ounce jar such as Mazzetta, toasted assorted sesame seeds and thinly sliced scallion for garnish. Cook rice according to package directions. Stir vinegar and 1 teaspoon salt into rice using a fork. Divide rice among 4 bowls. Refrigerate until room temperature, 10 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of water to a boil over high. Stir in shrimp, remove from heat, and let stand uncovered until pink, about 3 minutes. Drain and transfer to a plate. Refrigerate uncovered until completely cool, 15 to 20 minutes. While rice and shrimp cool, stir together cucumber oil and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Stir together mayonnaise and sriracha in a separate medium bowl. Stir chilled shrimp into sriracha mayonnaise. Top rice bowls with shrimp mixture, cucumber mixture, seaweed snacks, avocado and onion. Garnish with sesame seeds and scallion. Per serving, 528 calories, 20 grams fat, 3 grams saturated, 148 milligrams cholesterol, 4 grams fiber, 21 grams protein, 64 grams carbs, 1,170 milligrams sodium, 3 grams added sugar. Number 5, crunchy taco wraps with chicken. Active time, 35 minutes. Total time, 35 minutes. Serves 4. 1 pan. 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken. 1.5 tablespoons taco seasoning mix from a 1-ounce envelope. 5 10-inch burrito-sized flour tortillas divided. 1/4 cup prepared salsa con queso. 4 5-inch yellow corn tostadas. 1/4 cup sour cream. 1 1/4 cup shredded iceberg lettuce from 1 head lettuce. 1/2 cup chopped plum tomato from 1 tomato. 1/4 cup chopped pickled jalapenos from a 16-ounce jar. 4 teaspoons neutral oil such as canola, divided. Salsa and or ranch dressing for serving, optional. Stir together chicken, 1/2 cup water, and taco seasoning in a medium nonstick skillet. Cook over medium until sauce is thickened, 3 to 5 minutes. Place 4 tortillas on a clean work surface. Spread 1 tablespoon salsa con queso into a 5-inch circle in center of each tortilla. Top with chicken mixture. Place 1 tostada on top of each chicken layer. Spread 1 tablespoon sour cream over each tostada. Top with lettuce, tomato, and jalapenos. Cut remaining tortilla into quarters. Place 1 quarter on top of lettuce mixture on each tortilla. Fold 1 edge of bottom tortilla up and over fillings. Fold in remaining edges until filling is completely enclosed. Wash and dry skillet. Heat 1 teaspoon oil in skillet over medium. Add 1 wrap, seam side down. Cook gently, pressing down until golden brown and seam is sealed. 1 to 2 minutes. Flip and cook until golden, 1 to 2 minutes. Repeat with remaining oil and wraps. Have and, if desired, serve with salsa and or ranch. Per serving, 542 calories, 21 grams fat, 6 grams saturated, 77 milligrams cholesterol, 5 grams fiber, 31 grams protein, 57 grams carbs, 1,281 milligrams sodium, 0 grams added sugar. That concludes the article, 5 Easy Dinners. Now, we'll read Better For You Apple Pie Cookies. The classic fall treat gets a little bit healthier and a lot more dunkable by Tricia Manzanero Studeman. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 50 minutes. Makes 36 cookies. 1/2 cup refined coconut oil at room temperature. 1 cup packed light brown sugar. 3/4 cup unsweetened applesauce. 1 1/2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. 1 large egg at room temperature. 2 cups quick cooking oats. 1 cup all-purpose flour. 2/3 cup whole wheat flour. 1 1/2 teaspoons ground cinnamon. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 1/4 cups 1/4 inch pieces chopped apple from 1 large apple, such as Honeycrisp, divided. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 3 rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper or bake in batches. Stir oil in a large bowl until smooth. Add sugar. Beat with an electric mixer on low speed until just combined, 1 to 2 minutes. Increase speed to medium and beat until fluffy, about 2 minutes. Beat in applesauce, vanilla, and egg until combined, about 30 seconds. Add oats, all-purpose flour, whole wheat flour, cinnamon, baking soda, and salt to oil mixture. Beat on low speed until almost combined, about 30 seconds. Fold in 3/4 cup apples. Scoop dough into 2 tablespoon mounds and place at least 1 inch apart on prepared baking sheets. Press remaining 1/2 cup apple into tops of dough mounds. Bake until edges are set and tops look dry, but centers still seem slightly soft, 8 to 12 minutes. Let cool on baking sheets on wire racks for 10 minutes. Serve warm or transfer cookies to racks and let cool completely about 30 minutes. That concludes Apple Pie Cookies. Now, Drinking with Jenna, Chardonnay all the way. The most popular white in the U.S. is also its most maligned. Don't listen to the haters. This vino deserves a second look and taste by Jenna Helwig. I hate Chardonnay. I also adore Chardonnay. Unlike many wine varietals that stay mostly consistent regardless of where and how they're produced, Chardonnay is a shapeshifter. Made at one winery, it's lean, crisp, and mineral-tinged with a whiff of honeysuckle and green apple. At another, it tastes like an oak-scented butter bomb. At a third, it falls somewhere in the middle, well-balanced, nutty, and peerless when paired with a rich roast chicken. This flavor crapshoot has given the ubiquitous white a bit of a bad rap, pretty unfairly. To clear things up, I spent an afternoon with New York City-based Aldo Somme. He's the wine director at the 3 Michelin-starred La Bernardin, a partner at Aldo Somme Wine Bar, and the author of Wine Simple and the upcoming Wine Simple Perfect Pairings out in November, so I figured he was the best person to stand up for Chardonnay. Here are my notes. 2 big factors help determine the taste of a Chardonnay. One is where the grapes are grown, Somme says. In warmer climates, the grapes have lower acidity and higher sugar levels, and as a result, higher alcohol. In cooler regions, the sugars don't spike that quickly, and the juice has higher acidity. The second factor is the barrels the wine is aged in. Oak can give wine a vanilla quality and a warm, smoky element, Somme says. Older oak barrels impart less of this flavor than new oak ones. And Chardonnay, aged in stainless steel tanks, called unoaked, lacks it altogether. Chardonnay is actually a wine with many names. Chardonnay grapes are used to make wines labeled Chardonnay, yes. They're also responsible for Chablis, Pouilly-Foix, Meursault, and White Burgundy. And they're usually the only grapes in Blanc de Blanc Champagne. In fact, along with Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay grapes are a key component in almost every bottle of champagne. So if you like champagne, you like Chardonnay. If you want something crisp and clean, try a Chablis. To all the Sauvignon Blanc drinkers who hate Chardonnay, you just haven't found the right one. Meet Chablis, arguably the driest and most mineral-driven wine in the Chard family. Chablis is a relatively cool weather area in the Burgundy region of France, where winemakers produce unoaked or, in some cases, lightly oaked wine from Chardonnay grapes. The slightly saline quality makes it especially good with oysters and other lean seafood, Soames says. It's also refreshing to have it on its own. If you want full-bodied but not super oaky, you have options. Find a bottle of Chardonnay from the Santa Rita Hills or Santa Barbara regions of California, Oregon, Burgundy, beside Chablis, or Austria. While you might notice a whisper of oak or vanilla, neither flavor hits you over the head. These wines are a little fuller and rounder than ones like Chablis, but they still have good acidity, making them very food-friendly, Soames says. Try pairing them with seafood like sea bass, scallops, or lobster. They're robust enough to complement these foods while bringing freshness and spark to the glass. If you want buttery, look for wines from Napa Valley. For all my shade on classic buttery Chardonnays, many, many people love them, and that's fantastic. Typically aged in new oak for maximum oaky, toasty, vanilla flavor, they're often from warmer weather regions like Napa Valley and the Russian River Valley in California, Soames says. You can also find them in Argentina. To recap, there's a Chardonnay for everyone. It's helpful for a wine drinker to have a hint of curiosity, to be willing to explore, Soames says, meaning don't discount any varietal right off the bat. When shopping, ask the salesperson to advise. At a restaurant with a not helpful wine list, ask your server for more info. Better yet, ask for a taste. Wine is subjective, and if it makes you happy, go for it. About Jenna. Real Simple's food director and the author of 5 cookbooks, Jenna is an enthusiastic eater, drinker, and home cook. Her go-to cocktail is Negroni, and her wine of choice is anything bubbly. Cheers. That's all for Chardonnay All the Way. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.